What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Mistakes Were Made gaming podcast here. This is a casual gaming podcast where we talk about everything and anything relating to games, nerd culture, and everything around that. My name is The Real Spoons, also known as Matty Juice and The Cutlery Kid. And sitting virtually across from me here, as we did the last time, is Baggeroni Macaroni. How's it going, Bags?
It's going as good as it can be.
Yeah, you know, this is like we just recorded the Just Because podcast, and we were also obviously doing that virtually. So it's a learning curve here, trying to adjust to the world. But hopefully at some point in the near future, we'll be able to just do it in person.
Hopefully. That's the goal.
Yeah. But, you know. This is what we're rolling with now, and we have a decent amount of topics I've written down that we can cover. The crazy part about this sort of podcast is just that, like, you know, we're directly affected by gaming events being canceled and things like that, gaming news being delayed, all that kind of stuff, just because we try to cover that. So we're going to try to also just fill in probably some time here. Just talking about random gaming shit as we normally do. So, but we like to start it off by talking about, you know, what have we been playing lately? So Bags, what have you been playing? I know it hasn't been a ton, but what have you been playing? And I guess, what do you want to start playing again?
I am still trying to beat Sekiro. So I was playing that. I just played a little at a time. I'm right at the end of the game. I have a couple more bosses left, and then yeah, I'll be done.
Sounds familiar.
Like, be a completionist. I've beaten three bosses since like this podcast. So.
Sure.
It's like I beat one boss finally, like one I've been stuck on forever, and then I immediately get to the next area and I cross this bridge, and immediately another boss just falls from the sky. I have to fight it. I'm like, fuck. So I've been playing that. Jump back into Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. That game's fun. I need to beat that. Then the Switch game. I haven't really played as much Animal Crossing as the last time, but I'm still playing Tetris 99. I still want to beat Luigi's Mansion and Link's Awakening. Still kind of playing those here and there, but games that I want to play. I was playing Valorant a little bit. I'm so bad at it, so kind of the game is good. I'm just terrible, so I don't play it that much. And a couple games I've been itching to play lately. Binding of Isaac, kind of want to get back in. Jump back in, you know.
And of course, you haven't played enough of that game, right?
There's one other game. So I set up all my old consoles in my spare room. And this was before the new announcement of Paper Mario even happened. But me and my roommate were talking, and I was like, you know, I never beat the first Paper Mario. And he gasped at me. And I said, yeah, I never had it. Like, I just rented it a few times. Like, I never played it all the way through. And he's like, I have it. I'm like, you want to bring it? I'll play it if you bring it. So I have a copy of Paper Mario for 64. That I might give it a go, you know, and
you
beat
should.
That before I beat Thousand Year Door two or three times. That's the one on GameCube. That one I think is considered the best one by critics and like, you know, fans.
Yeah.
And I didn't play any of the other ones after that. Yeah, I don't know how many there are. I know there's one on Wii, and I maybe one on one of the DSs. I don't even know.
I think so, yeah.
But I heard the one on Wii wasn't as good.
Are you going to buy the new one?
I think so. If I want to see more gameplay about it, I want it to be turn-based, like the first one in Thousand Year Door, with like the sidekicks and shit, instead of like full-on, I don't know, RPG or whatever the Wii one was, but whatever. We could talk about more Paper Mario stuff later, but
yeah,
I want to play those. And I might play The Last of Us again before the last part two comes out, but we'll see if I get to that.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I mean, I know The Last of Us part two, it's creeping up on it, less than a month away. So I'm excited for that.
That's good. That's kind of something I forgot it's that soon. So yeah, it's kind of like something to look forward to in this. It'll definitely make me play games. Like, I'll beat that, you know, quickly.
Yeah, I think, like, in my mind, like, since it was delayed, like, twice, and then the last delay they did, they didn't give a date. I was like, oh, it's going to be a while. I think that's what everyone thought. And then they announced it was coming out June 19th. And it's like, okay, well, that's soon.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the actual date again?
June 19th.
Okay. So, yeah, we're less than a month.
And it comes out on Friday, too, which is nice.
Oh, that's dope. I can just power through it and just beat it in a day.
Boom.
In a city.
Yeah. But as far as what I've been playing, just a wide range of stuff. Valorant, I've been playing some Jedi Fallen Order. I've been playing some Remnant from the Ashes. I've also been playing this game that just came out called Crucible, which we'll talk about a little later, but it's a new game from Amazon that's free to play. Also played a little bit of Rocket League, a little bit of ESO, just kind of like random shit. I played some Dead Side. Me? Yeah, I played a little bit of it. But yeah, just kind of like random shit. And I'm Titanfall 2. The Messenger's good. There you go. So yeah, just kind of like random shit, to be honest, just because like I just have a little more time now to play some games. So like I've just been chipping away at different things. And yeah, like some days I feel like playing a specific thing. Some days I feel like playing something else. Honestly, like I've really been feeling Valorant. So I've been really itching to play. So every time I play that, I like it's fucking great. I just have a great
time. Maybe I'll jump back in if it's the crew that's playing. I'll give it another go.
Yeah, it's mainly been me, John, Kyle, Kevin, Vin that have been playing. We've been doing pretty well.
Yeah,
but,
Kevin's a god.
Yeah, he's really good. it's been a good time. And that's been everything I've been playing. So I guess we can get into the first topic here. And I want to talk about the new Tony Hawk games that they're not new games, but the remaster of 1 and 2 that was announced. So what are your initial impressions about this?
Straight up nostalgia trip. It'll make money. Those games were beloved. There's been like the fans have wanted a new one that's like of the caliber of those games. Like the last couple Tony Hawk games that came out were not critically acclaimed. Like they were bad in the public's eye. I didn't play them. I actually only own the first Pro Skater and played the second one like at people's houses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm debating getting it. I might not get it day one, but I'll get it if it goes on sale or something. Because that's a game where like I can just jump in and skate around for fun for like, you know, 20 minutes, half hour, and then just jump out, you know?
Yeah, I think
to some Goldfinger.
Yeah, exactly. And they said that like not all of the songs from the original will be in there because of licensing issues, but I'm pretty sure they have shown that the Goldfinger song is in there or whatever.
The Goldfinger's there, yeah. I saw the list. Yeah. And this was a topic when they talk about like N64 classic consoles and shit like that. It's like Tony Hawk could be on there, but all the copyright stuff, you know, they don't know if it would work.
Yeah. I feel the same way about Tony Hawk. Like it's not something I'll buy day one, but like if it's on sale, I probably will pick it up depending on what the price is. But I think it'd be cool since it's like a remaster, like if like, you know, four of us were in the same like skate park and we're just all like skating around and shit, you know. Like it could just be, I don't know, just something to kill the time.
I know there's multiplayer like Score Attack and shit like that, but
yeah. Yeah, but it'd be great to play like horse with like four, you know, just have like a private little lobby and just like play horse or some shit, you know.
Right. Maybe you can. I don't know the specifics.
Yeah. But I know like they're gonna have a map maker and stuff, so I'm sure people will do crazy stuff with that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm looking forward to it. It's honestly like it was part of that Summer Game Fest thing, which is like the next, it's basically replacing E3 and it just has a bunch of different events from like March to August or whatever, May to August, whatever it is. So it was like the first kind of big reveal from that. And I think some people were like a little disappointed with it just because like they thought it would be something crazier. But like I thought that was fine. Like you can't expect the announcements to be insane every time.
Yeah. People wanted a new one, like a brand new, not a remaster.
Yeah.
Those games are awesome. You know, I mean, I don't know how if they hold up. I mean, a game I forgot that I've been playing is Halo. I've been playing the Master Collection, and like some of that, like Halo 2 is fun, but some of it doesn't hold up. Like, I don't know if Tony Hawk will hold up, you know?
Yeah, they did say that, like, because I watched a little bit of the interview, they've had to change up the way some of the controls and mechanics like are, just because obviously the game is like 20 years old. So like that stuff won't hold up. So like hopefully what they changed is actually like still feels the same, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I know I agree about Halo. Like Halo's great. It's just like some of it definitely doesn't hold up with like
it's what like, modern gaming is. I'm not good at Halo, and sorry to derail the conversation, but I like to play SWAT a lot, and I'm not good at enemies, but I can get some kills. But I die so much to bad spawns. Like I feel like the spawn map like layout is not great, at least for that game type. But whatever.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's been a lot that like game developers and Halo developers specifically have probably learned since those games were out, where like you know, newer Halos are better at that sort of shit.
Yeah.
It could be like engine issues, like where they can't change that, or they just don't want to change it so it stays true to like the original, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. But anyway, yeah. So Tony Hawk, cool. You know, thumbs up from both of us it's happening. And it's just pretty dope. I don't even remember when they said it's coming out in September, which is right near Cyberpunk. So that's the reason I'm not going to get it at release, even though I probably wouldn't anyway, but
it'll be a game like when it's on sale on Steam or whatever I pick up.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So the next piece of news, which is also from the Summer Game Fest, was the Valorant release date was announced. So
that's June, right?
Yep, June 2nd, and on May 28th is when the closed beta ends. So the closed beta, like you won't be able to play Valorant for like 5 days as they prepare for launch, or whatever it is. So,
what Overwatch did.
Yeah. So they're gonna have a new mode, new map, new agent, and then they're adding another agent later. They'll have a battle pass and stuff, and they're making a bunch of improvements, like optimizations and shit, for June 2nd. So I'm excited for that, just because like playing Valorant now, like I know my rank and everything else is gonna get wiped, so it's like I don't feel like my progression even matters. But once
you play ranked, do you guys play ranked?
Yeah, if we like, there's, you can't play ranked, like we can't play with Vinny, like some of the like John and Kyle, I don't think can play with Vinny because Vinny's brother has played on his account and ranked up too high.
It's so too high or low, you cut out.
Oh, he's too high. Yeah, so like barely too high. But yeah, when we play ranked when we can. It's a lot of fun. And honestly, like playing ranked is so much better than playing unranked.
That's how it was with Overwatch too. Like I just prefer ranked. I mean, I played it. Ranked was always just a better mode.
Yeah, because you're playing with people on your skill level. And if it's not ranked, it's just random people in there, you know? So it's like, you can play against people that destroy you.
Yeah, I'd probably be so low. I wouldn't be able to queue at you guys.
Well, we're not that high, so. I'm excited for the release just for that stuff. And I'll get the battle pass. I actually purchased $10 worth of their credits today, so I can buy the battle pass. Because you get 20% extra credits when the game comes out. So I know I'm going to buy the battle pass, so I might as well get some free credits.
I'm smart.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for the release date. Are you gonna be playing it like launch week or anything, you think?
What was that?
Are you gonna be playing it like launch week or anything?
Yeah, like I said, I'll jump back in if it's you guys playing it. I just wasn't good, and you know, I don't play FPSs that much on PC, so that's why I'm so bad. But yeah, you know, I'll give it a shot. I don't think it's a bad game by any stretch. It was just other circumstances that I just stopped playing it, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah, you'll get the hang of it. I mean, it's like a very slow-paced game compared to like
other FPS. It's not even the shooting. It's more the pacing because I played Overwatch consistently for like 2 years, competitive Overwatch almost every night, and that's a different vein of shooter, you know?
So. Yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, like the only similarity is just that they're heroes, basically, you know? Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'll definitely give it another shot.
Cool. So another thing, this is the last of the Summer Game Fest stuff, but Unreal Engine 5 was also announced. And they showed a little demo of like the PS5 tech demo thing. Yeah. I don't know if you watched any of that, but obviously it looks amazing and all that stuff, but what it boils down to for me is I want whatever that game was, that tech demo, I want that to be a real game.
Oh, yeah.
Because it seemed like it was like Tomb Raider-ish, but it's on the PlayStation 5, and it seemed fucking cooler. So,
yeah. I mean, honestly, man, I know we talked about this, and I was like, I'm not going to get the Xbox console, at least not at launch or any time soon, because I can play all these games on PC. But if we're still working from home and I can get a PS5... I might just get one. We'll see how the circumstances are, because I'm saving a bunch of money not commuting. So say they do Horizon Zero Dawn 2 on PS5 launch, like I'd pull the trigger for that, because I know I'm gonna get one eventually, so fuck it.
Yeah, no, might as well, and you got some extra time, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. I mean, we'll see, you know, when the time comes. But
it's all about the launch window, like what games are coming out at launch. Because Spider-Man 2 and God of War 2, like I'm getting it for those games.
Yeah.
It's just when I would get it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, cool. So, yeah, that kind of wraps up the Summer Game Fest stuff real quick. So I got a few more topics here. One of them is talking about the new Amazon game. It's free to play. It's called Crucible. It came out Thursday.
So I haven't. I've been bullshitting with our other buddies about this game. I haven't seen a minute, a second of gameplay.
Oh. Yeah, I figured. I figured that you haven't, and like you're just like fucking with them.
Bomb busting him.
Yeah. It's okay. It's kind of like League of Legends, but it's like third person shooter. That's a Smite ish sort of game. Like it's not like, don't think of it like the Overwatchy or Valorant-y or whatever. It's like, it's just a third person shooter, but the game modes are like, it's like PvE. VP. So you're also fighting players and AI in the matches, and there's different modes and shit, but it's fun, free to play. And if you play before June 1st, you get the battle pass for free, which is cool. But it's a cool game. You know, it's cool. I'll
look up gameplay for it and see what it's about.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, there's no reason not to try it since it's free, you know? Right. It's on Steam. The only reason, that was the only reason I was interested in it is because it was free to play. And like, I played a little bit of it and it's fine. It's just like, I prefer Valorant and like, I would even prefer probably Overwatch to it. But it's just because I'm not that crazy about like the PvE, VP stuff. Because League of Legends is like that too.
Yeah.
So it's fine. I've only played it with like one other person though. Like I haven't had a full party, so
maybe it's better like that. It's 4v4, right?
So there's three different modes. There's a 4v4 mode, and then there's an 8v8 mode, and then there's a battle royale mode, but everyone's in duos, and there's 16 people total or something like that.
Got it.
So, so yeah. But, you know, they did a good job with the game. It's just, I don't know if it's, like, for me. Like, it's not scratching that itch, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So, I got three more topics listed here. Did you happen to see these modded Animal Crossing items that exist?
No, I did not see that.
So, I haven't played Animal Crossing in a little bit, and I don't know if you have either.
No, neither have I.
But there are these what star fragments are in the game.
Yeah. You look at the thing and yeah.
Yeah. So there's like these hackers that have made like star fragment trees and like these weird plants and stuff that like aren't in the game at all. And they're selling them. Like you can spend like up to like, you know, 400 Nook Miles tickets or like pay real world money. And like they'll send you this furniture for free. That's not actually in the game.
Okay.
So you can get like these like star fragment trees that don't exist and like, you know, anywhere else in the game.
Does it break the game or is Nintendo like banning people who have them or anything like that?
I don't know. They haven't said. I imagine that they're going to be banning the hackers at least. I don't know if they're going to ban the people. They might just remove those items from the people that like have them or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you're out there, I would recommend not even buying these things, but they do look really fucking cool. They also changed it. So like there's no, they changed like the stacking limits in your inventory and shit. So like
more or less.
Like more, like these hackers made it so you can carry like 99 fruit per stack and things like that. God. Rather than like 10 or whatever it is. So yeah, they just made a bunch of quality life changes that like Nintendo has not made yet. Which is cool.
I'm looking up these star trees. These are cool.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty dope looking. The one thing I want them to add is like multi-crafting. So that I can craft a bunch of bait at once and not have to keep spamming the button. But
yeah, that is annoying.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought that was cool. Like, I didn't even realize, like, I thought I understand people can hack the game, but I didn't realize you could get, like, give those items to other players, you know?
I mean, it once you get the item, I guess it's an item. Do they give it to the people like through a sketchy way, or can you just mail them shit?
I think you either mail it or like you can visit a hacker's island and they'll drop shit for you and you can just pick it up and just take it with you. Yeah. So that's really cool. I like it a lot. I like it. Yeah, that's just watching like a video here.
Maybe they'll just Nintendo will be like, let's just put in the game. Just right? Give it source code, we'll just put in the game.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if they do that though.
Yeah, I doubt it. I feel like they're anti-hacker and all that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Which I feel like most people are anti-hacker, but anyway. All right, so on the Nintendo topic, I know we want to talk about Paper Mario. So you want to talk a little bit maybe about like what you're feeling with the game?
I saw like the little teaser montage trailer that they released.
Yeah.
And I didn't see enough of the combat to make me feel like they're going all like back to the roots of Paper Mario. Cause I, like I mentioned earlier, I guess, the one on the Wii, I think it was the Wii, not the Wii U. It got like gimmicky. Like they got rid of like, they changed the whole combat style. And I wasn't really a big fan of that. I didn't play it that much. I just played it at a buddy's house.
Yeah.
I wanted them to go back to like the old way of combat. And from what I saw, it might be a mix of the two ways. I'm not really sure. Either way, it looks better than the Wii one. And I've kind of been, you know, like I mentioned, I might replay the N64 one. So I'm kind of like feeling playing one of those games. I mean, I beat the GameCube one two or three times. That game's really good. But yeah, that's what I hope. If they don't go all the way back to the original combat style, at least, you know, quasi go back to that, back to the roots a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely interested in it. It's another Switch game, and I really should beat like Luigi's Mansion and then Link's Awakening before I get it. I got like 2 months, so I should be able to do it in theory. But you know, it's kind of makes me think that Paper Mario might be coming to Smash because he's got a new game on Switch, you know, and just makes sense to put him in the game.
Yeah.
So maybe. I don't know. Like, did you play the Paper Marios? Like, were you a Paper Mario guy? Or
I only ever played them at like other people's houses. Okay. I never owned them.
So the first two were like, you know, JRPG, like Pokemon style turn-based, like fighting.
Yeah.
I really liked them. I thought they were good puzzle games. I didn't own the third one. I didn't own the first one, but definitely looking forward to like another original franchise coming back on the Switch, you know.
Yeah, and I think like, you know, the Switch has done such a great job of bringing like franchises back and making like those franchise, like the games for that franchise that are on the Switch so good that hopefully this one also like lives up to like,
right, you
know, the other ones.
Yeah, now that I think about it, my mom gave me a choice between Paper Mario and Pokemon Stadium 2, and I picked Pokemon Stadium 2.
Wait, what do you mean she gave you a choice?
Like back in the day, I was getting a game, and she's like, you can get Paper Mario or you can get Pokemon Stadium 2.
Oh my god.
I picked Pokemon Stadium 2 at the time, and I just never got Paper Mario after that.
You chose poorly.
The GameCube one, but
yeah.
But maybe I'll just binge Paper Mario games, at least the first two, play N64, play Thousand Year Door right after that, roll right in. What is it? Origami something? I forget the name of the
Origami King.
Yeah, it's it.
Yeah. And you know what's funny about the day it comes out, July 17th? That's the same day that Ghost of Tsushima comes out.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Talk about Ghost of Tsushima, because they did the
the director, whatever. Yeah. State of play. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You talk about your thoughts first, because I have some thoughts.
I'm interested in it. I'm really interested in it. I really like Sucker Punch. You know that I like the Sly Cooper games a lot. I liked Infamous. I didn't play the newest Infamous, but I liked like Infamous 2 a lot. Some of it, I was like, this looks like For Honor or Assassin's Creed, you know? Mm-hmm. But then there's some mechanics I think are really cool. Like you use the wind to direct you with your HUD. The black and white mode seems cool. Like you're in an old samurai movie.
Yeah.
I'm definitely interested in it. I'd say I'd probably get it, but I'm going to see if I get it day one or not. And again, like it also is giving me the Days Gone vibes a little bit too, if that makes sense.
I get you.
Like it could be really good, but it could just be mediocre at the same time. I feel like it's going to be better than Days Gone, but I don't feel like it's going to be as good as, you know, God of War, Spider-Man level. I feel like it's going to be in between. Maybe closer to Horizon Zero Dawn or a little bit underneath that in how good it is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, my thing about watching that State of Play, I agree, like some of the mechanics are cool, but like most of the time I was like, this just looks like Assassin's Creed as a samurai. Like I don't know if I'm gonna buy it like day one, but it just, because most of it just seemed like, okay, well, like do I just, I could just buy like Assassin's Creed Odyssey and have a game that's already, I mean obviously it's not the same like setting, but it's already a game that's been established, or I could buy this game that might be bad.
I agree, it looks a lot like an Assassin's Creed-ish game.
That's
why I might not get it day one, to see like what it does differently than that. Maybe the story is more in depth or whatever, But like Sucker Punch is one of my favorite developers too. So
yeah, I just I was thinking when they originally announced it, it was going to be more like God of War, where like there was like it would be like you play a samurai, but there's like these like ancient samurai powers that like, you know how God of War, there's like that mythological powers, like you can throw your axe and it comes back. Like I thought it would be more like that, but this seems like a lot more grounded, where it's like you're just a samurai human guy or whatever.
What he does differently is the ghost rather than just a normal samurai.
What's up? You cut out there.
I'd like to see like more combat of like the ghost gameplay. Mm-hmm. And see like how that's different, because they did the same area in the state of play, but once an honorable samurai, and then once is the ghost. Like I'm just gonna be the if I can choose, I'm gonna be the fucking ghost the whole game. Why would I be a samurai?
It's stupid. I agree. Yeah, I think they just need to make sure it's like not too similar to Assassin's Creed. And just looking at the gameplay, it seemed like it was pretty similar. But maybe playing it feels different, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, like, Horizon, like, even though, like, probably some of that's similar to, like, Assassin's Creed-ish stuff, at least the newer Assassin's Creeds. But, like, they did a different enough job where it feels like its own thing, you know?
Right. That's what I said. Like, I don't think I'm going to get it day one, but I'm going to do the same approach I took to Days Gone, which I wound up not getting. But, you know, if that game got eights, like eights or nines instead of six and sevens, I would have picked it up. And I mean, like, I'll watch gameplay. Like, Sucker Punch is, I've already said how I feel about Sucker Punch. So,
yeah. No, I'll definitely, like, keep my eye on it and see
how it is, you know, like, also, when's it come out? July 17th? Like, Mario comes out that same day, and a couple months later, Cyberpunk comes out. So, if I don't get it, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. And plus, it's like, would you rather play a Paper Mario game and then get Ghost of Tsushima later, or would you rather get Ghost of Tsushima and get Paper Mario later? Like, I feel like I'd rather get Paper Mario first.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Like, if Ghost of Tsushima is getting nines, fucking, I'm going to get that. But
yeah,
I don't know. Paper Mario, you kind of know what you're getting.
Yeah,
you know what that is,
and that's like a plus and a minus, you know.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So we're at the 30-minute mark ish here, sort of. So I'm gonna break for an ad, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll come right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back from the ad. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you listened to the whole thing, like good little listeners that you are. And we just got finished talking about Ghost of Tsushima and Paper Mario. And I have one more topic on my list here, so we're going to have to wing it after that, unless you have any topics. But what I want to talk about was that Call of Duty Warzone added in a classic BR mode where there's no gulag and respawning. There's no buy stations. It's kind of like PUBG, but it's Call of Duty Warzone, which obviously Call of Duty Warzone plays a lot better. So I just think the reason I want to talk about this is like not the actual mode itself. I just think it's funny that like, we're at that point in Battle Royales now where there's a mode called Classic BR that people want, you know, because people try to make it so different and different and different as like all these BRs come out that it's like Call of Duty was like, all right, like you guys want a classic one? Here's a classic mode. Like, there you go. Enjoy it. And I just feel like there's a point where your, you know, innovation with BR is just like, too much, and like all people want is just a vanilla BR that runs well, you know?
Right.
Just want to talk about that. I know you, I don't know if you've played Warzone, but
no, I didn't.
It's a huge,
it's like a 1,000 gigs. That's why I didn't play it.
Yeah, like every update is like 20 gigs. which is insane.
My computer's fucking struggling downloading a fucking audio file right now. I'm not going to download that game.
Yeah. But I did play a little bit of it recently. I forgot to mention that, but it's a game that runs just really well and it feels so good. My biggest problem is the respawning. It just like, it makes fighting people weird because you kill someone and then like a few minutes later, they're coming right back down and it's like, yeah. You don't expect it. Like I cleared out like this house. There was no one in there. I was looting and like, I left the house. And when I went, I came like back because the circle pushed me back, like literally like, I don't know, a minute later. And then there was someone in the house as I was running through and they killed me. And it was someone who killed me.
Yeah, that would annoy me.
So I'm like kind of looking forward to trying out this classic VR because like I won't have to deal with that shit.
There's rumors about the next Call of Duty just floating around. I don't know how true any of them are, but.
Yeah, I think it's it was called Cold War, wasn't it?
It was a Black Ops game, I think. And it was, yes, based in the Cold War. It was going to be a Black Ops 1, like, reboot.
Oh, really? That's what it was supposed to be?
I think, but I'm not... You could fact check me. I'm not really sure. But if that's the case, I might be in.
All right, sorry about the little weird cutoff. You guys, our recording bot guy just left the channel and got disconnected. So we are back now. And we were talking about Call of Duty Warzone or the new Call of Duty, new Black Ops, and that it potentially could be set in the Cold War and or it could be a remaster of the first game, which would be dope. And we're both, I think that's where we ended up, is that we're both.
Yeah, I'd be in on that. Like that, you know, every year it's like, another Call of Duty. But like now they're starting to hit my nostalgia.
Yeah, like, I mean, getting Kino, remastered Kino.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, nice. Like, we didn't mention it, but, like, we've played World at War Zombies, like, on Steam. And that game, it ages pretty well for what it is. But for whatever reason, if you live with somebody, if somebody's playing the PC version of Call of Duty World at War, and you're on the same internet, you can't play together. Like, you can't have the same IP and party up. So me and my roommate cannot play, like, zombies together, which is kind of frustrating.
Yeah, no, that's stupid. I mean, I guess it made sense to them probably back when the game came out.
Like, the game came out, like, mid-2000s.
Yeah, it was probably, like, some weird anti-cheat method or something like that, so that like only you
couldn't
one person...
be logged in twice or something.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, yeah, the game mostly holds up. I still like the shooting mechanics and stuff like that are better in like the newer Call of Duties, obviously, but like it still holds up, you know, like it's not like playing Halo. Like, I definitely think World at War held up better.
So World at War came out in 2008.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, I mean, Halo 2 was an original Xbox game, so that came out in 2004.
Yeah.
So they're 4 years apart.
They should remaster World at War.
They should? If they remastered World at War, I'd lose my shit.
That'd be nice. And you still have to beat the campaign in order to unlock zombies.
Oh, like throwback?
Yeah.
That was a gold mine. Like, we're sidetracking to this, but... That's zombies fun. Was never supposed to be in the game. They're just like, let's make an Easter egg mode. Just like once you beat it, you can play it. And it fucking took off.
Little did they know that people love mindless, like, fucking games where you try to get as far as you can.
I remember in high school and like me, I didn't beat it yet, but you could party up with people who did and play it.
Mm-hmm.
And the wall hack where you jump into the wall and there'd be an invisible wall and they couldn't get to you. That was golden. Good.
Yeah. I would love, like, there was a rumor, and I don't know, obviously it's a rumor, so you don't know if it's true, but they were going to create, like, the next Call of Duty was going to be Call of Duty Zombies. And it would be like a bunch of new zombies maps. And like remasters of old ones, and then that would be its own thing.
They did their own fucking battle royale. Just do that. I'd pay money for that. Doesn't even have to be free.
Yeah, dude. Imagine a free to play Call of Duty Zombies with a battle pass, though.
Oh my god, I like, would be Jesus on that every day. I yeah. play it all the time.
Yeah, it'd be fucking amazing. Oh man. I mean, maybe I know it kind of took Call of Duty a little late to get to the BR game, but like obviously it's working out pretty well for them. So maybe that's something else that's in the works now that they've seen that a free-to-play Call of Duty can work.
That'd be cool. I would buy a battle pass for that because I'd play it enough. I know I would.
Oh, same, yeah. And how great would it be like challenges, like get 100 kills with the ray gun or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, it feels so good. Like that's such a cool fucking idea. Yeah. Damn. Only in our dreams, along with Gauntlet Remastered.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
They made that Gauntlet on Steam. I still have it in my library.
Oh yeah. Wait, the new one? The latest one?
Yeah.
That, wait, have you played it? I forget.
I did play it once. I played it the first day it came out for like 2 or 3 hours and didn't play it since.
It's okay. It's just, you know, it's if you have nothing to play, I'd play it, but it's just
yeah, I'll find something else to play.
Yeah, they actually, like, for the Summer Game Fest, Jeff Keighley tweeted out, he's like, what's one game you would want remastered or whatever? And I was like, Gauntlet Dark Legacy. So hopefully he sees that, passes the word on, and then all of a sudden next year we get an announcement for remastered Gauntlet Dark Legacy. Thanks to the Real Spoons, and it has me in the credits, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
It's right at the end. Thanks to the Real Spoons.
Oh, thank you so much, everybody. Midway Games. Speaking of directs and or like game shows and stuff, there's this upcoming, it's called Wholesome Direct. It's by Wholesome Games and it's going to showcase over 50 indie games.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, in 4 days. So I guess on Monday or
something? I'd watch that. Or
Tuesday?
I'll watch that. I love indie games. They're so good.
Yeah. No, I agree. But like their indie games are like they went from no one playing them to being like and then like to being hidden gems to being like king, like almost kings, you know, like people know, fucking right? love indie shit.
You know what game I was kind of itching to play, and I don't know if you played it, Katana Zero. Kind of want to play it again.
Yeah, I've never played it. I've just watched it.
It's good. It's real good. Yeah. I really like this story. I feel like there was more to tell. I don't know. So
you should play it.
I'm thinking I'm missing something. I'm thinking there's like more unlocks at the end or something, but I'll get back into it. Maybe I'll play it again.
Do it. Do it. Yeah, no, I mean, I think you should do it, man. I think you should.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, I mean, that's all the topics I have. I know we're not like done yet. I'm just looking through a bunch of different articles right now. Let's see if there's anything to talk about. Is there anything that I'm missing? Maybe that like.
Anything that you're missing. Yeah, I'm opening IGN, Minecraft Dungeons Review. I can tell you what IGN gave it right now.
Oh boy.
IGN gave it a 7. It's reviewed on PC.
You son of a bitch.
I'm
excited for that.
There's an article about Gary Whitta's Animal Crossing talk show. Sting and Shaggy to debut new music on Gary Whitta's Animal Crossing talk show.
They're going to debut new music?
New music.
Shaggy. That's funny. Also, did you know the closed beta for Microsoft Flight Simulator is mid-July? In case you're interested.
Cool. I wasn't.
Since we can't, well, you know, since we can't get outside, you can fly around.
I know this is weird, and this game showed up in this article that I'm looking at. Fucking Maneater, the shark game.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in it.
Is it like a $60 game, though?
I don't know.
It's on the Epic Store.
I'm probably not going to buy it, honestly. But it's just like you're a shark, and you could be a good shark or a bad shark, and you could just go around. And fucking eat things.
Does that help you face your fears by being the shark?
I don't know. But I don't know. I just find it interesting. For some reason, I gravitate towards it.
Let me see. I'm on the Epic Store right now. see how much it is. It is a $40 game.
Oh, okay.
There you go. I also, I was laughing a bit there just because I saw.
Let's see the review. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, they gave it a 7. IGN gave Man Eater 7.
There you go. It doesn't look that bad, if I'm being honest.
No, like, it looks good.
It seems like a game that would be like ridiculous, and it probably is, yeah. But like, I don't know, kind of cool. I just saw this article. Jets sign QB Joe Flacco.
What?
Yep, they signed him to a 1-year deal.
Oh, Christ. This is not the time and the place to be talking about this, but now I gotta look it up.
It is. That's fine.
Where do you see that?
The NFL app just notified me. Jets signed QB.
He's going to be the backup.
No. You keep saying all that stuff about the Eagles and the QB. Hey, how's your QB doing at the Jets? Huh? Hey, Joey Flacco. Joey Flax, baby.
He's okay, going to be the backup. I'm still looking at IGN.
So I don't know if you saw this, but Cliffy B said that putting Lawbreakers on PS4 was a mistake.
Lawbreakers?
Yeah, on PS4 was a mistake.
Oh, really?
It was PC and PS4 only. It wasn't even on Xbox.
Okay.
So he like tweeted about it, and he was like, he was like, after all that I did with Microsoft, I should have just put Lawbreakers on Xbox, and maybe it would have like survived because like people knew who he was in the Xbox community.
Yeah, they should have.
And speaking of that, the Gears PS3 thing, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Gears of War 3. There
was always rumors that Gears was going to go to PS3.
Yeah.
PlayStation in general. They never shut the door on that. I think it's completely shut now, but back then it was, like, open.
Yeah. I wouldn't even be mad if that happened. Just more player base, you know? I'm just happy they have crossplay with PC now, you know? So, makes the player base more.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see what else can we talk about here. I'm
looking at various articles.
Yeah. Oh, here's a rumor 3 days ago. Bloodborne in development for PC.
I mean, we both have it on PS4.
Yeah, but PC though.
And Call of Duty Black Ops training Cold War in 2020? Question mark?
Shit. Also, there's a game coming for PlayStation 5 and Xbox. It's called Flea Madness, where I think you play as a flea. I'm looking at gameplay.
I know why IGN redid the Overwatch review now, because it's the anniversary. They're doing a seasonal event for anniversary.
I see.
They gave it a 10, if anybody's wondering.
No one cares about Overwatch, all right? Cool. All right, let me just go to the next page here. If there's nothing else, I guess we can call it early.
I don't have a timer. I don't know what we're at.
We're at like 50 minutes around there.
50 minutes?
Yeah. Here's an article. Anthem is being worked on by a 30-person incubation team. So... that'll probably take a few years before we see anything, but
you see the Last of Us 2 PS4 Pro?
I did not.
Yeah, they did a special edition PS4 Pro for The Last of Us.
Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of just like, it's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And like buying, I don't know. I honestly don't know why they're doing one this late in the life cycle. Like,
right.
Like there's a beer for Space Invader Cosmic IPA. Anyway, I'm looking at pictures. Sorry. Why do a special edition so late in the console's life cycle? Like anybody who's gonna buy the game already has the console.
Yeah.
And then PS5 comes out. So like, what's the point?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe they're doing super limited release or something.
Maybe.
You know? I know The Last of Us Part 2, like 2 days ago, released, like, they're doing that, like, video series for it. So there's one where it's like an 8-minute video where they break down the gameplay, which I have not watched yet, but I kind of want to.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to stay dark, just.
Yeah.
All over on that.
I watched like the first video they did where they just talked about the setting, and I was like, okay, that's fine. But it's like, do I really want to have them break the gameplay down? Probably not.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I know what the gameplay is.
Yeah.
Like, they'll add new stuff, but I know what it is.
Yeah. All right, so I think we can wrap it up here then, unless Craig disagrees and doesn't
fucking want to Craig. This. Craig, you still? I haven't finished downloading the last podcast, Craig.
God damn it, Craig! Get your shit together.
It's like not finishing, but that's
you're fired, Craig.
The topic for another time.
All right, so that's gonna wrap it up. So thank you everyone for listening. We appreciate it as always, and I hope that. You keep gaming. Hope you stay safe out there. And Bags, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Later, folks.
Peace.